大家早上好，我们今天早上要读的经文是取自于以斯拉记第九章六到十五节。找到了，听我来念。我的神啊，我报亏蒙羞，不敢向我的神扬面，因为我们的罪孽灭顶，我们的罪恶滔天，从我们列祖直到今日，我们的罪恶甚重，因我们的罪孽，我们和君王、祭司都交在外邦列王的手中，杀害、掳掠、抢夺，面上蒙羞，正如今日的光景。现在耶和华我们的神暂且施恩与我们，给我们留些逃脱的人，使我们安稳如钉子钉在他的圣所。我们的神好光照我们的眼目，使我们在受辖制之中稍微复兴。我们是奴仆，然而在受辖制之中，我们的神仍没有丢弃我们，在波斯王眼前向我们施恩，叫我们复兴，能重建我们神的殿，修其毁坏之处，使我们在犹大和耶路撒冷有强援。第十节，我们的神啊，既是如此，我们还有什么话可说呢？因为我们已经离弃你的命令，就是借你仆人众先知所吩咐的说，你们要去得为业之地，是污秽之地，因列王之名的污秽何可憎的事，叫全地从这边直到那边满了污秽，所以不可将你们的女儿嫁他们的儿子，也不可为你们的儿子娶他们的女儿，永不可求他们的平安和他们的利益，这样你们就可以强盛，吃这地的美物，并遗留这地给你们的子孙永远为业。神啊，我们因自己的恶行和大罪遭遇了这一切的事，并且你刑罚我们轻于我们的罪所当得的，又叫我们留下这些人，我们岂可再违背你的命令与这行可憎之事的名结亲呢？若这样行，你岂不向我们发怒，将我们灭绝，以致没有一个剩下逃脱的人吗？耶和华以色列的神啊，因为你是公义的，我们这剩下的人才得逃脱。正如今日的光景，看啊，我们在你面前有罪恶，因此无人在你面前站立得住。阿们。愿神的话帮助我们。
我们谢谢韦田执事带领我们读这段经文。我们这时候的就请林康传道上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要传讲的题目是对付罪恶认罪。那我们请毕伟执事来为我们翻译。
Very good morning.
大家早上好。
We continue our study on the gospel, in the book of Ezra.
我们今天早晨继续来查考以斯拉记。
I know it's been a few months since we've been in this book.
我们上一次查考这本书的时候是几个月前了。
And now we come to Ezra chapter 9.
今天早晨我们来到以斯拉记第九章。
Last time we were here, we looked at the first five verses under the topic of acknowledging our sin.
之前我们查考以斯拉记第九章第一到五节，我们的题目当时呢是处理罪确认。
We saw how Ezra openly acknowledged and realized that truly the people had sinned.
我们看到以斯拉他公开的承认以色列人得罪了神。
And what he demonstrated was a true sorrow and distress for the sins that were committed.
他为以色列人所犯的这些罪心里面忧愁。
Because he was a godly man, he understood the seriousness of sin.
以斯拉是一位敬虔的人，他为以色列所犯的罪感到十分的忧愁。
We realize that it is not enough just to acknowledge our sin and just to feel sorry for our sins.
可是呢，我们知道说，虽然他们所犯的罪是十分严重的，虽然他们已经承认了心里面忧愁。
The next step has to be a confession for our sins.
最后呢，他们要来忏悔，来悔改。
And that is what we see for the rest of this chapter, where we see the confession, and then in chapter 10, we're going to see their repentance.
所以呢，我们接下来以斯拉记第九章第六到第十五节呢，我们看他们在对付他们所犯的这个罪恶的时候呢，他们认罪。接下来第十章呢，我们看他们如何的来悔改。
And we have to go through all these steps when we sin.
当我们犯罪的时候呢，我们就必须按照这些步骤。
Because that is what is required in us in order for us to make a complete restoration in our relationship with God and the people around us.
因为在神面前，我们必须当如此行。以便与神和好。
See, sometimes we are okay to admit, yeah, I think I did something wrong, I did something bad.
有时候呢，我们承认我们是犯了罪。
But we only admit it to ourselves.
可是呢，我们只有在自己呢心里面承认。
Or maybe we sort of admit it to the people around us.
或者呢，我们向周围的人承认。
But we say or we think it's no big deal.
我们认为啊，这个没有什么大不了。
It's just a small sin.
我们说啊，这个只是一个小罪。
Or maybe sometimes when you witness to unbelievers,
或者呢，有时候我们与别人分享这个福音的时候
，they also respond in such a way. Well, have you sinned before? Yeah, I guess so.
然后我们问他们，你们有犯过罪吗？他们说啊，可能吧。
And so they recognize or they understand that yes, what they have done is wrong.
他们意识到呢，他们所做的呢是不对的。
But many times we don't want to confess.
可是呢，很多时候呢，我们就不肯呢承认。
Because to confess is more than just understanding. Yeah, I've done something wrong.
因为呢，要承认呢，不止呢，只是在心里面说啊，我知道是不对的。
But it's to bear your heart before God.
而是在神的面前呢，敞开我们的心。
With a humble, with a contrite heart.
谦虚、谦卑的在来到神的面前。
And then to say, indeed, Lord, yes, I have done wrong, I have transgressed, and I want to repent.
向神呢忏悔，向神承认我们的罪，说神啊，我愿意悔改。
A lot of times we don't do so because we don't want to give up sin.
很多时候我们不愿意承认，不愿意悔改，因为我们不愿意放弃我们的罪。
Or we don't see the seriousness of sin.
或者呢，我们没有看到我们罪的严重性。
And we think that we can just carry on and everything will be fine.
我们认为啊，我们只是继续的这样行，一切都应该可以，应该还好。
And then we keep on doing it and we say, hey, there's no judgment, right?
我们在犯罪的时候呢，我们说，哎，我们继续犯罪，也没有受到神的惩罚。
Nobody knows, nobody's hurt.
没有人知道，也没有人受伤害。
And so we can just keep on doing it.
而我们可以继续的来这个犯罪。
That was not so for how Ezra responded.
可是呢，我们看到以斯拉他不是如此的反应。
He had heard how the people had involved themselves in these unequal yokes.
他得知以色列人以外邦人这个结亲这个事情。
Whereby many of the people had married the locals, the unbelievers all around them.
很多的以色列人他们娶了当地的这些外邦人。
And so what we saw in verse 3 to verse 5 was how he sorrowed for this sin and the response that he had.
所以呢，我们在以斯拉记第九章第三节到第五节，这里呢，我们看到这个以斯拉他一听见这件事情，他如何的心中愁苦。
In today's passage from verse 6 onwards, what we will see is the prayer that he makes to God.
接下来我们今天要来查考的这第六节，我们看到以斯拉他如何的向神来祷告。
We will see the things that he confesses on behalf of the people.
我们看到这个以斯拉他在祷告中如何的为以色列人 来到神的面前来悔改来承认。
And in this what we see is a very wonderful response to sin.
我们看到呢这个他很美好的怎样来回应这个犯罪的这个事情。
The first thing we see in verse 6 and verse 7 is to confess the extent of sin that they were in.
我们看到第六节跟第七节呢，我们看到他向神悔改，向神承认呢这个罪的严重性。
He says, Oh my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, Oh my God, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up into the heavens.
我们看第六节，以斯拉如此说，我的神啊，我抱愧蒙羞，不敢向我神仰面，因为我们的罪孽灭顶，我们的罪恶滔天。
Basically, he's saying, you know, our sins are so great, so huge.
基本上他是向神承认说，他们所犯的这个罪的确是灭顶，的确是滔天。
He pictures it as if like a flood that comes and overwhelms a person and increases up even beyond his head.
我们看到说，他承认呢，以色列人所犯的这个罪孽的确呢是很大的，而且呢是灭了，好像是灭了我们的顶，灭了我们的头一样。
And it's like sins that have been stacked up, and it grows all the way up to reach the heavens.
而且呢，这个罪孽不止灭顶呢，甚至滔天。
And he goes on to say that, well, the sins since the days of our fathers have we been in a great trespass unto this day.
他继续在第七节这里说，从我们列祖直到今日。我们的罪恶甚重。
In a sense, he's been saying that, you know, from the times of our fathers, even until now, we have been sinning, and it's like there's been no difference, no change.
他也记得呢，在神的面前，他回忆，也回想他们列祖直到今日，他们的罪恶呢是甚重的。
And he acknowledges that because of that, they had been sent into captivity in the past.
他也意识到呢，是因为他们的罪恶甚重，所以呢，他们被交在这个外邦的列王手中。
God judged them in the past heavily because of these same sins which they were now committing.
神审判以色列人，就是因为他们的所犯的罪。
And so he acknowledged that truly these are great and terrible sins which he knows God takes very seriously.
所以呢，以斯拉他知道。以色列人所犯的这个罪呢，的确是罪恶甚重。
That is how we have to face and confront our sins.
他也知道说，神他看重以色列人所犯的这个罪，我们也要在神的面前承认。
Because you see, by our standards, when we judge ourselves maybe against other people, in comparison to other people,
当我们拿自己呢跟别人比较的时候
，Sometimes we go away thinking I'm not too bad。
我们会想说啊，其实我还好。
I don't really have to, you know, confess and do all these things。
我不需要向神承认。
And we very just lightly brush it off and say, yeah, okay, okay, I try to change.
我们就说, 我会尝试呢, 来改变。
But we don't acknowledge or admit that God has seen this as a great abomination.
可是呢, 我们就不肯呢, 在神的面前呢, 承认说, 啊, 我们所犯的这个罪恶是甚重的。
For Ezra, he knew.
可是以斯拉, 他就意识到,
he looked at the history of Israel and realized that in the past, because of these same things, they had been delivered into the hands of the kings of the land, to the sword, to captivity, and to a spoil, and to confusion of faces.
可是呢, 以斯拉呢, 当他回想以色列, 他们的历史的时候, 他们的列祖呢, 直到今日, 他们所犯的这个罪, 罪恶呢, 是慎重的, 所以呢, 神才会审判以色列, 把他们交在外邦人的手中, 杀害, 掠夺, 掳掠, 还有强夺, 还有脸上蒙羞, 直到正如今日的光景。
So that is the first thing which he confessed, and that is to extend the greatness or the terribleness of the sins that they committed.
所以呢, 首先我们看到以斯拉, 他在神的面前意识到, 也承认他们所犯的这个罪呢, 是慎重的。
Then he would focus his attention on God.
现在呢, 我们继续看以斯拉, 他在祷告中呢, 把重点呢, 放在神自己的身上。
That's what he said, that's what he will talk about in the next two verses.
在第八节, 第九节, 我们看到以斯拉, 把重点呢, 放在神的身上。
Whereby great though the sins may be, great also is his mercy and his grace.
我们看到以斯拉呢, 他看到以色列呢, 他们的罪恶是慎重的, 可是他也看到神, 他的怜悯也是, 很大的。
And so he says, well, you know, for this time, grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, to give us a nail in his holy place.
我们在第八节呢, 这里看到说, 现在耶和华我们的神, 暂且施恩于我们, 给我们留些逃脱的人, 使我们安稳如钉子, 钉在他的圣所。
He's saying, you know, this opportunity that they have is really by God's grace. It's something they don't deserve.
以斯拉知道说, 他们本该受神的惩罚, 可是现在他们的光景呢, 乃是因为神施恩于以色列人。
I mean, if God wanted to, because of their sins, they could have been judged and judged forever and left in captivity.
他知道说因为以色列人的罪恶, 他们可以呢, 继续留在外邦这个君王的手中, 可是呢, 神施恩于他们。
But now the Lord has allowed them to come back.
因为神允许他们回到了 这个以色列,
he pictures it like a little nail in God's holy place.
他就想到他们就如在神圣所当中的一个钉子,
like a little piece of their, a little part of them has been allowed to now permanently fix themselves back to where God wants them to be.
他们就他也想到呢, 他们能够回到以色列呢, 就比如 一个钉子呢, 能够安稳的, 这个钉在这个神的圣所当中。
And the purpose is that God may lighten our eyes.
让神呢, 好光照他们的眼目。
They were supposed to have come back to realize the extent of their sins and then to change their ways.
他们本该回到耶路撒冷, 认识到自己呢, 过去所犯的罪, 然后向神悔改。
But sadly, that was not happening.
可是呢,
and so he again acknowledged that, well, it is by God's grace, by God's mercies, that they have not been judged yet.
所以呢, 他知道说, 虽然他们的罪恶甚重, 本该受神的惩罚, 可是神施恩于他们, 没有惩罚他们。
And so he described this whole time that they had as a little reviving in their bondage.
所以呢, 他们, 他也看到呢, 他们在这个, 虽然被这个外邦人给抓去, 可是他们当中呢, 有一个复兴。
And it was really thanks be to God.
他把这些呢都感这些呢从心里面向神感恩。
He never took what they had for granted.
他没有把这些当作理所当然的。
That they were now allowed to come up to set up the house of God to repair the desolations thereof.
他们现在能够回到耶路撒冷，能够回来重建神的殿，重建神的城，他们为此呢感恩。
And he acknowledged that even the fact that they could stand there and to live and to exist is only by God's grace.
他也看到说，他们以色列人能够回到耶路撒冷，能够回到他们列祖的这个地方，他要向神感恩。
You see, this is the right understanding of our relationship to God that we must have.
这个是我们与神所应该有的正确的这个关系。
To know that every single day in which we can live and we can draw breath.
知道说我们每一天当我们还有生命的时候还有气息的时候
Every single day that the Lord does not strike us down because of our sins
每一天当神施恩于我们没有因为我们的罪惩罚我们的时候
We must acknowledge that this is only by the great mercies and the great grace of our God
我们要认识到说这乃是神他伟大的恩慈他的怜悯他的恩典
We must cherish every opportunity that we have to turn to Him, to draw close to Him.
所以呢，我们要掌握每一刻能够与神亲近的这个时间。
And that is what Ezra wanted to call the people to do as well.
所以呢，以斯拉他向神祷告，就是想通过这个祷告，也能够带领剩余的以色列人呢，回到神那里与神亲近。
To help them to realize that now you have been freed from bondage.Please don't turn back to your old ways.
让他们意识到呢，他们现在已经脱离了这个外邦列王的这个迫害。他们要争取这个机会呢，与神亲近。
Now they were back to their home, to Jerusalem, to the chosen, to the land that God has given to them.
现在他们回到了神所给他们应许之地耶路撒冷。
And their hearts ought to be revived and turned back to the Lord.
他们心里面必须要向神复兴。
But it was not happening.
可是不是如此。
And that's why he showed such great sorrow in his prayer.
所以呢，他在祷告中才如此的心里面愁苦。
How about for us?
我们呢？
We have been freed from bondage.
我们也脱离了这个捆绑。
Not bondage in the physical sense, but bondage from the control of sin.
不是实际的捆绑，而是罪的捆绑。
And again, likewise, it is because of God's great mercy and His great grace.
同样的，我们脱离了这个罪的捆绑呢，乃是因神的恩。
He has sent us the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all our sins.
他已经赐给了我们主耶稣基督来洗净我们一切的罪。
But why is it that so often we persist to go back to our old ways?
可是为什么我们常常呢，会回到这个？犯罪呢?
We run back to the sins in which we said we have repented and confessed.
我们说我们已经承认了，我们已经悔改了。可是我们为什么又回去犯罪呢?
And we bring sorrow to God once again.
如果我们如此做呢，我们就让神心里面忧愁。
We test the long suffering and the grace of God.
我们似乎在试探神呢，他的耐心。
But if he wanted to, I mean, he can judge us at any time.
如果神他愿意呢，他会因我们的罪随时的来惩罚我们。
But it is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed.
可是呢，神他恩慈，他怜悯我们。
And we must daily acknowledge and understand this.
所以呢，我们每天都要意识到这一点。
And then to cherish every moment that we have.To serve the Lord.
而要珍惜每一刻能够侍奉神的机会。
And so as he acknowledges the great grace and mercy of God, he turns back to the problem at hand.
当他想到神他那伟大的恩典，他又把注意力呢放在以色列人的身上。
And so he says, Oh now, O our God, what shall we say after this?
他继续说啊，神啊，我们要如何说呢？
And indeed, that is a good question, isn't it?
这个是一个很好的这个问题。
And that we know we have sinned.
他说啊，知道我们已经犯了罪。
We know that God's grace is great.
我们知道神他的恩是伟大的。
But what more can we say?
可是我们还有什么话可说呢？
Because sometimes as we say more, we are in danger of rationalizing or trying to justify our sin.
因为当我们话说的更多呢，我们就会想设法呢，用自己的想法呢来赞成我们自己所犯的罪。
Whereby we think, oh, you know, it's not my fault, it's because of this situation, oh, because of that, oh, you know, you have to understand.
而我们会开始呢找很多的借口呢，让我们能够为我们的罪呢找这个借口。
Sometimes it's better to say less than to say more.
有时候呢，话不需要说的多太多。
But, you know, Ezra was very frank, very openly honest.
可是呢，以斯拉这里呢，他十分的坦诚。
He did not try to justify any of the actions of the people.
他没有为以色列人所犯的罪呢来找借口。
He did not try to explain. He simply just openly admitted.
他没有尝试呢来解释为什么他们会犯这个罪，他只是向神承认。
And so in the next few verses, what he does is to just confess.What is the nature of the trespass that he committed, that was committed by the people?
所以呢，在接下来的这几节，就是从十一节这里开始呢，他向神承认呢，他们所犯的这个罪。
So he acknowledges, he confesses in verse 10, we have forsaken thy commandments.
第十节呢，他这里呢，开始说，我们已经离弃你的命令。
And specifically, what commandment?
是什么命令呢?
It was instructions that as they enter into the promised land, they must understand that this is a sinful and unclean land.
他们要知道说他们进入这个神所给他们这个应许之地 的这个地方呢是一个污秽之地。
And that they must never have any relationship with the sinful people of the land.
他们不可呢与当地的这些人呢有任何的关系。
They were not to give their daughters unto their sons, neither to take their daughters unto their sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever.
第十二节呢，我们这里看到说，他们不可能将女儿嫁给当地人的儿子，也不可能为自己的儿子呢娶当地人的女儿。
This was something that, you know, God had told them time and again.
这个命令呢，神已经是屡次的给了他们
All the way back from the time of Moses.
就是当这个摩西的时代呢已经有这个命令
Basically, it was the principle of separation.
就是他们要与有这个分别为圣
That they had to understand that as God's chosen people, they were to be very distinct from the people around them.
因为以色列人呢是神所拣选的子民他们必须要与这些外邦人有这个分别。
And the moment they start to have any relationship with the people, they will be influenced by their sinful ways.
如果他们没有与他们分别，开始与他们有密切的关系，就会被当地的这些外邦人呢影响。
God knew this weakness of theirs.
神知道以色列人他们的弱点。
God knew how they would so quickly succumb and to fall prey to their idolatrous ways.
知道神知道说以色列人如果没有这样的分别呢，他们很快的呢就会陷入这个拜偶像的这个罪。
So God warned them in no uncertain terms, time and time again, don't do that.
所以呢，神呢就屡次的吩咐命令他们不可如此行。
Yet we see it happening so many times in their history.
可是呢，我们在他们以色列人的历史当中，我们看到他们屡次犯了这个罪。
Throughout the period of the judges and of the kings.
就是士师的这个秉政的时代到这个列王的时代都有
Time and again they always looked out to the other nations and said I want to be like them
很多的时候他们就是看到外邦人的做法然后就说啊，我要像他们一样有这个王
I want to have their idols
我要他们的偶像
I want to live in their sinful fashion
我要像他们一样有犯罪的这样的一个生活
and This is really ultimately what led to theirJudgment.
所以呢，这个最终呢，就会导致呢，他们犯罪而受了神的惩罚。
Yet they knew that this was the law.
可是他们知道说，这个是其实是神的命令。
In fact, God used many safeguards within the law to prevent these sort of things from happening.
神在自己的律法当中呢，自己的命令当中呢，已经有 很好的保护来保护他们。
That's why they had all those dietary laws.
所以呢，他们才会有很多这种在饮食方面的这个限制。
A long list of things that they were not to eat.
有什么可以吃的，有什么不可以吃的
？Why?
为什么呢
？It was not because these were unhealthy or bad for them physically.
不是说这些不可以吃的或者可以吃的呢，是健康或者是不健康。
It was so that they would not have any alliance, any marriages with any of these heathen nations.
而就是不要以色列人与这些外邦人结邦结亲，有亲密的关系。
Because many times these contracts, covenants, it will be established by a meal together.
因为很多时候要这个定下这个一个契约啊，必须要在。定下之后呢，会有一个一起用饭的这个时间。
And if they cannot sit down and eat because of their dietary restrictions, then these covenants cannot be made.
而如果他们在饮食方面与外邦人有很明显的分别的话，就不会有跟他们有任何什么的这个关系，或者会定下什么样的合约。
And so many of these laws were set in place in order for Israel to remain a distinct nation.
所以呢，神设下这些律法、这些命令呢，就是要以色列人呢分别为圣。
And now, so shortly after they returned from captivity, they fell back to their old ways.
可是呢，以色列人他们在被掳之地回到以色列的时候呢，却开始呢就犯了这个罪。
And so that was what Ezra was now confessing.
所以呢，以斯拉呢就在神的面前呢承认。
That yes, indeed, God, these are your laws you have told us.That we must never have any relationship. We must separate from them.
所以呢，以斯拉呢，他重复在神的面前呢，承认说：“神啊，我知道这是你的命令，可是我们犯了罪。”
And it was for a good reason that we may be strong, as the last line in verse 12 says, that we may eat the good of the land and leave it for inheritance for your children forever.
所以呢，以斯拉呢，在神的面前呢，承认说：“神啊，这个是你的命令，你要我们分别为圣，你要我们。”如此如此行，这样呢，我们就可以强盛，吃这地的美物。
So basically, he was saying that your law is good, God.
基本上呢，以斯拉呢，就是向神说：“神啊，你的律法、你的命令是美善的。”
But we have transgressed.
可是呢，我们却犯了罪。
We have forsaken your law, and we have lived in the way that we want to live.
我们已经离弃了，我们已经违背了你的命令，而行自己所。所自己的意愿
And that is sin.
这是罪恶
So often that has been how we have lived as well, isn't it?
可是呢往往呢我们自己呢也是如此行
We talk about the doctrine of biblical separation
我们有提到这个分别为圣这个教义
There are two aspects of this doctrine
这个教义呢它有两个方面
The first is what we call ecclesiastical separation
就是这个属灵方面，这个教会方面的这个分别为圣。
Whereby as a church, we do not associate or have relationships with other churches that are compromised, that preach other wrong doctrines.
因为我们要遵守神的话语，我们要分别为圣，我们就不与其他教会他们教导错误的这个的这个教导错误的这个。教训的这些教会呢，有任何的关系。
But there is another aspect of this doctrine that sometimes we forget.
可是呢，有另外一个层面，我们往往呢会忘记。
That is called personal separation.
就是我们个人的这个分别为圣。
Whereby we are called as believers to come out from among them and be separate and touch not the unclean thing.
就是我们要在个人的生活行为方面呢，分别为圣，与罪分隔。
Whereby we understand that many of the ways of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, these are sin and we must separate from them.
我们知道说在世上有很多的这些罪恶就是我们这个眼目的情欲肉体的情欲还有这个今生的骄傲呢我们必须呢与他们隔开分隔。
Whereby our purpose is to be a witness and a testimony to the people around us.
而我们所要做的呢，就是在基督里呢，做一个美好的见证。
We do this by being different from the world, by being like Christ, by presenting Christ to them.
所以呢，我们的思想必须不同，我们必须要按着神的形象来生活。
And the moment we become like the world, we lose our witness, isn't it?
我们如果没有根据我们耶稣基督的形象来生活，照着这个世人的方式呢，我们就失去了我们有力的、有效的见证。
And that was the danger that they were in.
这就是当时以色列人他们的这个问题。
Whereby if this generation, I mean, they freely marry, the heathens of the surrounding nation.
如果当时呢，以色列允许呢他们去随便的就嫁娶当地的人。
Very quickly, this whole generation will become idolatrous.
很快的，这一代就会变成拜偶像。
And of course, the next generation, they will not worship Jehovah.
然后他们的下一代，他们也就不认识耶和华。
And they would have lost their witness and testimony for the Lord.
他们就会失去了他们所当行在神面前所当行的这个见证。
And so, understanding that, the next thing Ezra talked about would then be the judgment of God.
所以接下来第十三节呢，我们就看到说，以斯拉提到神所当行的这个惩罚。
Whereby he confessed and said that truly, God, we deserve judgment.
他就在神的面前呢，承认说，神啊，我们是应当受你的刑罚。
And so he says, after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that thou, our God, has punished us less than our iniquities deserved.
这里呢，第十三节呢，以斯拉说，神啊，我们因自己的罪行和大罪遭遇了这一切的事，并且你刑罚我们轻于我们罪所当得的。
And that is again the mercy of God.
这完全是因为神他的怜悯。
But what he's basically saying is that God, if you wanted to, you have every right to send us again into captivity.
因为以斯拉说，以斯拉承认，以斯拉意识到说，神啊，如果你愿意，你要的话呢，你可以因为我们的这个犯的这些恶行、这些大罪呢，惩罚我们、刑罚我们，把我们再一次呢被带到这个被辱之地。
Or worse than that, completely destroy them as a nation.
或者呢，完全的就是毁灭我们。
Because that is the wages of sin. It is death.
因为这是我们当得的这个惩罚，乃就是死亡。
And so, as we confess of our sins, understand that you know it is not an entitlement that we have that God must forgive us.
当我们向神承认我们的罪的时候，我们也要想到说，不是神他理所当然就应当来赦免我们。
We have no right to demand God. You see, I confess, I repent already. I'm okay, right?
不可以向神有一个很轻率的这个态度说，神啊，我已经向你忏悔了啊，你应该要原谅我。
No, we must come from a position of humility.
我们必须心里面忧愁、谦卑的、谦虚的来到神的面前。
We must have within us the fear of God.
在心里面必须要有一个敬畏神的心。
To realize that Jesus dying on the cross for us.
我们要知道说，我们要在心里面呢思想到说，耶稣基督为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
That this is a great gift that we do not deserve.
这个是神的给我们的一个恩典，一个怜悯，不是我们所当得的。
And if we do have this forgiveness, our hearts must be full of gratitude and thanksgiving.
当神赦免我们的罪的时候，我们的心里面要充满这些感恩。
To know that God, no matter what happens, God has punished us less than the iniquities deserve.
因为呢，神他不按着我们的罪行呢惩罚了我们。
And so as we go through trials, difficulties,
所以当我们经过这个试炼，经过这个困难的时候，
we realize that God is chastising us.
我们知道说神他在管教我们。
We must never be tempted to think, "Oh God, I don't deserve this. I'm a good person."
我不可以向神说啊，神啊，你不当管教我，我是一个好人。
Or we are tempted to compare and say, "Hey, that person is more sinful than me. How come he doesn't have to go through this and I have to?"
也不可呢与别人这个比较说啊，那个人呢比做他这个别人他犯的这个罪呢比我还大，为什么我要受这样的一个管教呢？
Instead, we look at ourselves and say, "Well, I'm sinful."
而我们要自己呢自省， 能说啊，看到说我们是犯了罪呢，我们要悔改。
If it was simply because of my sins, God should have judged me a long time ago.
应该说啊，我因为这个罪呢，神他其实早该管教我了。
And yet this is only by the mercy of God that I'm allowed to be here and to endure or face this trial before me.
而是因为神的恩慈，他的怜悯，我才能够继续到今日。受到神的管教。
And so that was the perspective that Ezra had.
所以呢，以斯拉呢，他就看到这一点。
That what they were having now is a great deliverance.
看到说神已经拯救了他们。
And he very, you can say, sorrowfully asked, verse 14.
他心里面忧愁，然后他继续向神呢祷告恳求。我们看第十四节。
He says, should we again break thy commandments and join in affinity with the people of these abominations? Wouldst not thou be angry with us till thou hast consumed us so that there should be no remnant nor escaping?
第十四节呢，我们看到以斯拉继续说，我们岂可再违背你的命令，与这行可证之事的民结亲呢？若这样行，你岂不向我们发怒，将我们灭绝？以致没有一个剩下逃脱的人吗？
It should be the same sort of sorrow, or maybe even you can say anger, that we have for ourselves when we fall into sin again and again.
所以，同样的，当我们一次又一次的犯罪的时候，我们必须向自己发怒，心里面忧愁。
Realize that, oh no, we have broken God's commandments again.
因为我们再次的违背了神的命令。
Realize that now God has every right to judge us.Till we are no more.
我们应该看到说，神他本该管教、惩罚我们的。
And this can only come or happen when we understand the full seriousness and extent of sin.
我们能够这样的意识到这个严重性呢，是当我们看到我们罪的这个，我看到我们自己的罪行。
We realize that we have broken the good law of God.
我们看到说，我们已经违背了神他。美善的命令。
And to understand how serious it is for our testimony and for our witness to be marred.
而我们不愿意呢，我们的见证受损。
And so the final thing that we see in verse 15.
我们接下来最后看第十五节。
Is to confess the righteousness of God.
他向神呢坦诚神的公义。
And so he ends with this.He says, O Lord God of Israel, thou art righteous, for we remain yet escaped as it is this day. Behold, we are before thee in our trespasses, for we cannot stand before thee because of this.
第十五节，以斯拉继续说，耶和华，以色列的神啊，因你是公义的，我们这剩下的人才得逃脱。正如今日的光景，看啊，我们在你面前有罪恶。因此，无人在你面前站立得住。
Indeed, this is what we must understand, or this is really what will help us to understand why God takes sin so seriously.
所以呢，我们必须能够看到神是公义的，我们才能够正视的看到我们罪的这个严重性。
Because He is perfectly righteous.
因为神他是完全的公义。
His standard of holiness is so far beyond us.
他这个公义的这个标准呢，是我们达不到的。
His eyes are so pure that they cannot even behold evil.
他的眼目是圣洁的，他不允许有任何的这个罪恶。
And that is why even the slightest sin.Isn't a great affront to God.
所以呢，就算是一点点的这个罪呢，对神来说也是他所憎恶的。
And so Ezra acknowledged that he says, "Now we have no right to even stand before thee because we are in sin."
所以呢，以斯拉呢，他就看到这个耶和华神的公义、神的圣洁，所以他说：“我们在你面前无法站立得住。”
And by our merits, true, we can never come before God.
所以呢，我们如果按着自己的这个能力，或者按着自己的一些所做的好的，我们在神的面前其实是站立不住。
That's why we have to come before him in Jesus' name.
所以呢，我们不是可以用个人的这个所做的呢来到神的面前，而是要通过主耶稣基督。
But it's only because of what Jesus has done for me on the cross.
而是因为耶稣基督为我们在十字架上所成就的一切。
He bled, he died.
他流血，他死了。
And now he is set as a mediator between us and God.
现在呢，耶稣基督是我们与神的中保。
Where he is the representative for us.
神就是我们的耶稣基督，他代表了我们。
Because he alone is perfect. He alone is sinless.
因为只有耶稣基督他是无罪的，他是完全的。
And that righteousness of Christ is then placed upon us.
所以呢，耶稣基督所成就的义已经加在我们的身上。
And God no longer looks at our sins, but he looks at the finished work of Christ.
所以呢，神现在不看到我们所犯的这个罪，因为我们的罪已经被赦免了，而是看到耶稣基督所加给我们的义。
That is the only way, the only hope that we have to stand before this perfect, holy, righteous God.
所以呢，我们只有按着耶稣基督的义，才能够在神的面前站立得住。
And understanding this will then help us to understand sin.
所以呢，我们意识到神的公义、神的圣洁，我们才可以看到自己的罪恶。
That it took the death of the Lord Jesus Christ to deal with this problem of sin.
因为耶稣基督来到这个世上，就是要解除我们这个罪的问题。
And now that we have been saved, will we go back to our old ways?
现在我们已经得救了，我们要回到以前犯罪的时候吗？
Will we think that, oh, it's okay, it's not serious, not a problem?
我们可以说啊，这个是一个小罪，没有什么大不了。
And that's why the Bible warns us, if we regard iniquity in our hearts, God will not hear our prayers.
所以呢，神的话语清楚地告诉我们，就是说，如果我们的心里面继续这个来犯罪，神就不听我们的祷告。
We cannot have unconfessed sins in our lives.
我们在生活中，我们的心里面不可有我们没有向神承认的罪。
We must daily ask the Lord to search our hearts and guide us and help us to see and know where in which area we have gone wrong.
所以呢，我们要天天的来到神的面前，向神祷告，叫神帮助我们，就是查验自己的心，看我们心里面有什么污秽，有什么犯罪的，向神来悔改。
For we worship a perfect, a righteous God.
因为我们所崇拜的是一位公义圣洁的神。
So will we confess of our sins?
所以呢，我们是否愿意到神的面前承认自己的罪？
We understand the extent and the seriousness of our sins and the transgressions that we have committed.
我们是否呢意识到我们所犯的这个罪是罪行？这个是滔天。
We understand the grace, the judgment, and the righteousness of God.
我们也是否看到神他的恩典、他的怜悯
？Come before Him with a contrite, a humble and a contrite heart.
而在来到神的面前呢，用一个忧愁、忏悔的心呢，虚心的来到神的面前，承认自己的罪呢
？Let's turn to Lord in prayer.
我们向神祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
我们满有慈爱的圣天父
We confess that so many times we have sinned against Thee.
我们向你承认，很多时候我们都犯了罪
We have willfully gone our own way and done our own things.
我们有时候常常的坚持的我们的犯罪的行为
We have forsaken Thee and Thy law.
我们已经离弃了你的命令，你的话语。
No, we know, O Lord, that we deserve Thy judgment against us.
我们知道，我们也意识到呢，你当惩罚管教我们。
And it's only by Thy mercy, by Thy long suffering, that we have been spared.
而是你的怜悯、你的耐心、你的忍耐，我们没有受到你的惩罚。
We pray that Thou forgive us.Through what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross,
我们也就按着主耶稣基督 在十字架上为我们所成就的一切，求你赦免我们一切的罪污。
That thou cleanse us from all our sins and help us to walk in the newness of life.
洗清我们一切的罪，让我们重新的在你的面前行美好的见证。
May thy Holy Spirit fill us and strengthen us.
求你的圣灵充满我们。
Help us to walk in a manner that is pleasing, holy, acceptable in thy sight.
让我们能够很好的在你的面前行你所悦纳的。
Pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们如此感恩祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.